الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Our subject is the world of the jinn and the devils. عالم الجن والشياطين. وهو من الغيبيات التي تعبدنا الله بالإيمان بها. And it is one of the articles of faith, one of the components of the unseen, which we must believe in. Because if you don't believe in it, number one, كذبت بما هو معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. You have belied that which is known from the religion by necessity. وكذبت صريح القرآن. And you have belied the Quran. This subject is extremely important at this time in particular, because we live between two extremes. Once it comes to the jinn, the devils, the spells, the sorcery, and the implication of all of this, we find one extreme who dwell in their intellect so much, who completely deny this world. They say it does not exist. And we're talking about Ahlul Kalam, the people who normally use speculative speech, أمثال المعتزلة ومن سار على نهجهم أو الفلاسفة, the philosophers, they say there is no such a thing called jinn. These are just inclinations of evil, نوازع شر inside us. Jinn has nothing to do with it. And the other extreme, that everything that happens, they say it's jinn. Everything is jinn. Small or big, big or small. Jinn, 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 jinn. And the truth is in the middle. The truth, الحق, بين نقيضين. The truth is always between those two extremes. جزاك الله خيرا. سأل الله أن يرزقك ذرية طيبة.
last year we made dua for him that he gets a wife. He got a wife. Or you want another one? She's here? Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Another reason, ya ikhwa, there are ahkam related to the jinn. And if you really think about it, we're interacting with the jinn every single day, every single move of our day. So there are ahkam, religious rulings, connected to you believing in this. I'll give you for example. When you enter the house, ثبت في الصحيح, حديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم, if you do not say Bismillah, what happens? A jinni is standing by the door will enter. طيب, when you begin eating, and if you do not say Bismillah, the jinn will eat with you. When you eat with your left hand, you're feeding your jinn. When you take off your clothes, if you do not say the dhikr, the jinn will look at your awrah. When you go to sleep at night, if you do not recite Ayatul Kursi, the jinn will keep bothering you and you will wake up in the morning with some nightmares. When you enter the bathroom, you're supposed to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubth wal-khaba'ith. Khubth wal-khaba'ith are jinn. There are religious rulings connected to the subject. And brothers and sisters in Islam, Muwaffaq, the one who authored Hisnul Muslim, في حديث إخوة في سنن النسائي والترمذي وغيره بسند صحيح, حديث الحارث الأشعري رضي الله عنه, the famous hadith, Allah سبحانه وتعالى commanded يحيى ابن زكريا to convey five commands to بني إسرائيل. Without going into the hadith, the fifth command, look at this, وَآمُرُكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. I'm commanding you to always mention Allah's name. فَإِنَّ مَثَلَ ذَلِكَ, the likeness of this, كَرَجُلٍ خَرَجَ الْعَدُوُّ فِي ظَهْرِهِ صِرَاعًا, is like a man who's being chased by an enemy. And when that person remembers Allah, as if دخل حصنا حصينا, as if he entered into a fortress. And this is where the author of Hisn al-Muslim took the name from, this particular thing. Hisn, you know the little booklet Hisn al-Muslim, the adhkar that you should say at every move of your day. Exactly, that's where he got the name from. Another reason, brothers and sisters in Islam, this subject is important, is you learn the ahkam linked, connected to your daily routine and how you end up protecting yourself from such enemy of yours. The third reason, and I have one more to go before we dig into the subject. The issue of using the jinn is becoming a famous issue, famous subject. The sheikh da bistamil al jinn. He can use the jinn to get stuff done. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the only one in the face of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him that power without compromising, was Nabiullah Sulaiman, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. Prophet Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sakhara lahu al-jinn. He subdued the jinn to serve him. Anyone else who wants the jinn to serve him, he has to give up his deen, his Islam, his tawheed. لا بد أن يكفر. He must disbelieve. And وكفر إيه؟ مش كفر قلبي. Not in the heart. لا. That he must come up with أعمال, with deeds that would establish that he's a disbeliever. Like urinating on the Quran, for example. Like taking the Quran into the bathroom and cleaning him. The jinn will command him to do this. You gotta show your kufr. وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. So if you find someone who claims he has access to the jinn, it's possible. Listen, we don't deny this. It happened. People can have access to the jinn, human. First of all, they have to be smart to begin with in doing it. But this doesn't give him any status at all. He's a rajul kafir. And some of the Muslims become sometimes tricked by seeing a Christian, for example, who would do exorcism, that's the word, right? On a person who's possessed by a jinn. So what? They can do it. He can use the jinn to do it. The issue requires knowledge. The fourth and the last reason this is important, this subject is important, ya ikhwa, at this time. Subhanallah, it's becoming like a reality in the minds, hearts, souls of the Muslims that the jinn are a force that cannot be defeated. Khalas, al jinni, and when the jinn is mentioned, jinn are created beings. They do have powers, but certainly you can defeat them. And this is simply the theme of the conference. But how you defeat them? I love what Ibn Aqil said. The power of the jinn in the fact that you do not see them. You're fighting an enemy that you do not see. This is why you need to bring in a power that is not seen too. And this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ عِبَادِي ليس لك عليهم سلطان. And I'll share with you a story, a very interesting story that we really get that meaning. And it's nice to begin the lecture with a story so you're not bored, inshallah. القصة ذكرها ابن الجوزي. قصة يحكيها يقصها علينا الحسن البصري رحمه الله. He said that in a town, by all the sudden, the people started worshipping a tree, thinking that tree has power, force. So actually they started going and prostrating and praying to that tree. For there was a righteous man living in this town. Of course, when you see the people are committing evil, the rule, that you enjoy in good and forbid evil. Faiz said the best way to do this without confronting them and so forth is I will go at night while they are asleep and take down the tree. First of all, to prove to them that, look, the tree did not protect itself, and finish it up. So he's walking, he took the axe, and he's walking to take down the tree. Guess who meets him? Shaitan. We're going to find out one of the powers of jinn, that they can leave their jinni form and take on human forms. Sometimes snakes, dogs. So he asked him, where are you going? He said, listen, here is the situation. I have to go and take that tree because the people are worshipping it. He said, no, you're not. You're not going to do it. He said, I will do it. No question. They started arguing. They went into a fist fight. The man beating the jinni, shaitan in this case, so bad, he beat the heck out of him. This is something that you like to hear. That's how shaitan does it. If he is defeated, he doesn't give up. Then he uses what? The carrot now. So he came to him and said, listen, my brother, why do you do this? Those people are already astray. They already committed the shirk. And you're a righteous man. You deserve to worship Allah more. I have a good suggestion for you. Leave the tree alone. Leave the people alone. Go back to your sanctuary. And every day I will drop 3 golden coins inside your house so that you go and take care of your family so you don't have to work. The man, subhanAllah, Satan was able to convince him. So he decided to go back home. The first night, the 3 golden coins were dropped. The second night, the third night, didn't see any. So he said, you know what? I'm going to go and take down that tree again. So he took the axe and he went to take down the tree. Shaitan met him. Where are you going, my friend? I'm going to take down the tree. He said, no, you're not. He said, yes, I am. They got into an argument and they started fighting. Guess what? Shaitan beaten the heck out of him. For the man started reflecting upon it and said, how come I beaten you up the first time and you beating me up the second time? He said, I'll tell you. The first time you were fighting for Allah, you were doing what you're doing for Allah. I can't come near you. I can't defeat you. But the second time you were fighting for the golden coins, I can defeat you. I can beat in you. I can beat you up. This is the message, brothers and sisters in Islam. Yes, jinn do have force, power. But this power, in the face of the power of Allah, zero. Has nothing to do. And this is the nature of the test. This is why we're here in this world. So we align ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can defeat Satan and his army. Satan and his followers. And this is the nature of the test. Without further delay, we're going to go into basics here. And please hang in there. We want to explore this world. We want to understand what this world, What do we mean by عالم الجن والشياطين? What is meant? The scholars, they say عالم الجن والشياطين, the world of the jinn and the devils, is a world which is different to the world of the human and the angels. Even though there are shared things between us. I want you to take a minute and pay attention to this. We're talking about three races here. The race of the angels, the race of the jinn, the race of the human. What is shared between the angels and the jinn in relation to us? What? We cannot see them. Unless again, they leave their form and take another form that is tangible to us. And this happened. Angels did this, right? Didn't Jibreel come in a form of a human? And the companions of the Prophet ﷺ saw him? Didn't the two angels visit Ibrahim alayhi salam in their way to destroy the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ The Malaika. Likewise, jinn, we cannot see them. But they could take the form of a human. Shaitan took a form of a human who spoke to Abu Huraira. And we're going to come across the story. He took a form of a human when he convinced the Qurayshi to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He took a form of Suraqa ibn Malik when he convinced Abu Jahl to fight the Muslims, even though the caravan was saved in the Battle of Badr, and on and on. وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ طيب. What is shared between us and the jinn? The human and the jinn, which the angels do not have. Free will. Angels do not have free will. They do not. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect to His commands, and they do what they are commanded. Ins, human beings, the human race, the race of Adam, and the race of jinn, we do have the free will. Here is what the jinn said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it in their tongue in a chapter called the jinn. وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ كُنَّا طَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا Amongst us are the righteous from the jinn and also others who are not righteous. وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ أي الكافرون. Some of us are Muslims and some of us are not. Like the human. Some people are Muslims. هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. فحرية الاختيار. فthese are some of the things. While jinn, allow me just to take a sip of tea. Can I? Huh? Bismillah. While jinn are called jinn, summiya al-jinnu jinna listitarihim an al-uyun, because we cannot see them. Qala ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, innahu ay shaytan yarakum, see you, sees you, هو وقبيله and his helpers من حيث لا ترونهم while you cannot see them. ومنه
look at this derives look at this
المجنون.
The word المجنون derives from there actually. The origin of المجنون is الجن.
Why المجنون? Do you know what مجنون means, right? The insane. Why he's called مجنون? Covered his brain. عقله اختفى. His brain is what? Covered. Is not acting. ومنه المجن. You know what المجن means? The shield. الجنين. You know what الجنين means? The fetus. Why it's called الجنين? Because what? It's covered where? Inside the womb. And so forth. أصل خلقتهم. Their origin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated this in the Quran. في قوله تعالى والجان خلقناه من قبل من نار السموم. And الجن were created before from the smokeless flame of fire. نار السموم, the smokeless flame of fire. قال ابن عباس, عبد الله بن عباس says, وعكرمة ومجاهد والحسن, the smokeless flame of fire is the purest and the best of the flame. وفي السنة حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين أمنا. Our mother Aisha رضي الله عنها narrated this hadith. والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خلقت الملائكة من نور. The angels were created out of light. وخلق الجان من مارج من نار. And the jinn were created from the smokeless flame of fire. وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم. And Adam was created from that which was described for you in the Quran. تراب, water, تراب, dust plus water will make طين, will make mud. When you dry it, صلصال. That description is in the Quran. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, normally when something is mentioned in the Quran, when it's explained in the Quran, شوف, لم يتحدث في المهدي إلا ثلاثة. Only three spoke in the credo. Then he says, عيسى بن مريم. And he doesn't tell anything about عيسى بن مريم. Then he starts telling us about جريج. Why he didn't tell us about عيسى بن مريم? في سورة مريم. The story of nativity. When were the jinn created? Can I have another sip? Bismillah. When were the jinn created? We don't know. We have no evidence. But for sure, they were created before the human. Why? In Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ وَالْجَاءِ. The verse that I just quoted a minute ago to establish the material from which they were created. وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. Because we also know that Adam was the last thing Allah created. Adam, by the way, was created on Friday after Asr. The last thing. That's why Allah is addressing us in Surah Al-Kahf. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I did not make you see me creating the heavens and the earth. And then you come and say how the heavens and the earth were created. Darwin, Bing Bang, Big Bang, مش عارف إيه. You didn't see it. How can you speak about something that you did not see? Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, and that which in the heavens and the earth in how many days? Ya Raji, 6 days. But a day with Allah equals what? وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. A day in the calculation of Allah is as many as 1,000 years of what you calculate. So Allah's day is 1,000 years of our days. You're getting that? So 6 times 1,000, so how many years we're talking about? 6,000 years. There is one athar. When we say athar, a statement of a sahabi. In this case, yani, anything is athar, even the hadith is athar, but that Abdullah ibn Umar said that the jinn were created 2 days before Adam. So if Adam was created on Friday, so the jinn were created when? Huh? Wednesday. So how many years now are we talking about? So they existed 2,000 years before Adam. And this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah said to the angels that I'm gonna place in earth another race which will have the freedom to choose. What did the angel say? What? قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك. Are you gonna place the... Based on what did the angels conclude this? What is known to us? Analogy. If Adam is going to have the free will like the jinn, and you're going to place them in earth, then they will do like the jinn. They will corrupt earth. The jinn did that actually, fought one another, killed one another. استخدموا القياس يعني. But again, ya ikhwa, this is a scholarly opinion. There is no evidence. Min as-sunnah, ya. How? So now we understand. They existed before us. Huh? And that will bring up the issue of shaitan, Satan, Iblis. Iblis, for your information, initially was one of the best of the jinn. He was so pious and righteous. We read actually that he could not live amongst the corrupt jinn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his obedience, elevated him. Allah brought him up. You come and sit with the angels. But he's a jinn, he's not an angel. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. But subhanAllah, obedience, ikhwa, can be a gate for arrogance. Righteousness and piety can be an entry to your heart.
Brother, I perform Hajj every year. Pray tahajjud every night. I don't leave Allahu Akbar in the salah. Allah, forget about this. And that's what happened with Satan. His piety, his righteousness made him what? Arrogant. وذلك نقرأ هذه المقولة للعلماء. رب طاعة رب معصية أورثت ذلا وانكسارا خيرا من طاعة أورثت عزا واستكبارا. Sometimes you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that disobedience you break in front of Allah. Ya Rabbi اغفر لي يا رب استغفر الله يا رب اغفر لي يا رب. Much better than you praying and you stand in front of Allah like a little god. But that arrogance normally, ya ikhwa, is an act of the heart. الكبر حاجة في النفس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew it. Even though Satan is hiding. And this is one of the wisdoms why Allah created Adam, and He commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam while Satan is there, because He knew that he's not going to do it. And we're going to come back to this, inshallah. But the point I'm trying to make is there are two things that Satan works so hard to instill in us human. One of them is arrogance, and one of them is despair. And those are the two things which really got him in trouble. The first one before the disobedience, and the second one after the disobedience. When he found out that, man, he responded to Allah in such a manner that I'm doomed. He even given up the hope that Allah can forgive him again. That's why he said, oh Allah, let me go on with my misguidance now. Let me prove to you that this human do not deserve. How were they created? We don't know. Ya ikhwa, to speak about this subject, you must have an evidence, because this is unseen. How did Allah create the jinn? We do not know. But we know that the jinn do have faculties, senses like us. They have hearts, they have ears, they have tongue. They have eyes. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. So they do have senses and faculties, but are these senses and faculties exactly like our? We don't know. But we know that they have ears. How they look like, we don't know. They have tongue. We read that one jinni at one night kept bothering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he was praying tahajjud, wal athar fil Bukhari. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught him. Now I want to tell you something, and we're going to learn this. You see, the jinn can leave their jinni form and take on a material form. But if we human catch them while they are in that form, You have control over them. They will be caged. That's why some of the brothers said, Sheikh, wallahi, I was walking in front of the, I was walking in my garden and I saw somebody, and then he disappeared by all the, could happen. Because if you catch the jinni in that form, it's over. And this is what the Prophet did. He caught the jinni. He actually caught him from his tongue. He said that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I was able to feel the witness. بَرْدَ لِسَانِي تَحْتَ يَدَيْهِ. But look. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ آتِيَ بِهِ. I wanted to bring him in the morning and tie it in front of the masjid so the kids in Medina can play with him. شوف شوف شوف. فتذكرت دعوة أخي سليمان. Then I remembered the supplication of my brother Sulaiman. What did Sulaiman say? قال ربي هب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. شوف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة. His caring for his brothers. Sulaiman said, oh Allah, give me kingship, dominion that no one else would have after me. One of the things that Allah given to Sulaiman, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْجِنِّ, that the jinn are subdued to him. Now Rasulullah, would he have done this? He would have violated the right of his brothers. فَتَذَكَّرْتُ دَعْوَةَ أَخِي Sulaiman. I let him go. They eat. And they drink, they laugh. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tell us that when you yawn, don't do like, because what happened? Shaitan laughs at you. Cover up your mouth, because shaitan, when you do this, shaitan laughs at you. Are we doing okay? Can I have another sip? The types of jinn and their names. Pay attention to this stuff. يقول ابن عبد البر رحمه الله, one of the scholars of this ummah, says, الجن على مراتب. There are different types of them. When I say jinn, I'm referring to the whole race. The believers of them, the Muslims of them, the kuffar. So when I use the word jinn, it's like when I say Bani Adam. Bani Adam means what? All of us. All the human. Amir, that's another type. Dwellers, that's the word. And those are the tribe that live with us. Now each one of us has two. Qareen, someone who's always with you. And another one that come in his help. And those are the ones that when you enter, he wanna enter with you. If you say Bismillah, he's gonna stay by the door. If you forget to say Bismillah, he's gonna go with you. So those are called what? Amir. He lives inside the house. He's inside the house. Of course, you can give him da'wah that he can become a Muslim. So you end up with a Muslim jinni. Where do we get that from? في صحيح البخاري, one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the room of Aisha. So he left. So when he came back, he found Aisha upset. فقال لها, he said to her,
أجاءك شيطانك؟ Did your شيطان come to you? He said, يا رسول الله أو معي شيطان؟ Do I have a jinni with me? He said, every human being has a jinni.